What follows is probably the best snapshot available of the original Phone Freak clan, written about in the famous Esquire article of the early 70s. Though some major players are absent, such as Joe Ingrassia, Denny from San Jose, JD from Seattle, and Mark Brunet, this still does give a very good feel of what it was like in those days. This conference is the famous 052 conference. It was in the White Plains switching office. There was a large tandem in White Plains, a 4A switch, owned by AT&T Long Lines. And this was a conference which we believe was used by the executives. The person who found the conference was a guy named Ray in Oklahoma. Actually, a lot of the freaks had found the conference, they just didn't know what to do with it. In those days, it was customary to dial the various codes. Routing codes beginning with 0 that can't be dialed from a customer's phone can be used with an MF-er or a blue box. And it was customary to scan through the various codes. Well, 052 was one of those codes, and a lot of the freaks had tried it and heard this sound. Nobody knew what to do with it. But somehow Ray from Oklahoma heard the same sound and tried touch-toning, of all things, and discovered that it was a conference circuit. The person who called in and entered the proper touch-tone commands could control a conference that could include many people, and you could speak to one individual person or bring them into the common conference where they would hear everyone else. Quite to the chagrin of the security people, Ray also found a way to call overseas on this conference circuit, even though it had never been designed for that. But that was typical for the freaks. They would find things that and ways to do things that were unorthodox. On this particular evening, here's the cast of characters. Evan Doorbell from New York.
Washington, D.C. Information Supervisors.
Charlie Gator from Florida.
Jackie Elliott will flip his lid.
Keith from New York.
I'd probably said I could send a little money to Nixon on the side.
Bill from New York.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's Twix. It has to supervise.
Ray from Oklahoma, who found the conference.
Try this one.
Captain Crunch from California, who was controlling that night.
Wait a minute, gang. Don't flash.
And Derek from England.
Good evening, everybody.
Don't miss the section of this tape, which comes later on when Derek gets on and proceeds to explain the English supervision system. So here it is, the famous AT&T 052 conference from 1972.
Haven't been on in a while.
I haven't been on at all, not on this one anyway, till tonight.
All conferences are the same.
Except this one, I think, is a little bit more elegant.
Yes.
Elegant. I think elegance puts the word for it.
Well, you can try out the one here for me, Ray?
Just to give you an example of how loud it is, watch. I flashed.
Yeah, you've got yourself one good trunk, Bill.
Try this one. Anything happen?
Hey, watch it.
Ray.
Yeah?
Okay.
Now I'm gonna flash.
Wait a minute, gang. Don't flash. It doesn't like it.
Uh-oh.
And it'll dump you off.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine. Long time no hear.
Gee, it's funny being on a conference without Big Mouth Jeff, man.
Ray.
What?
You gonna tell me about my touchstone thing?
I can't do anything with it.
Well, tell me what to do with it.
Well, if you have a 10-button touchstone, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and it goes beep.
What
is
it for?
If you have a 12-button touchstone, you do 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, diamond, and it goes beep, beep.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, I've heard something about 16-button touchstones, but I doubt it.
That's all it's good for, is checking the frequencies, huh? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just like an old dial speed check, kind
of. Sort of, yeah, exactly.
Hey,
what
Bill?
Do you say when you go into it?
Just give your dial tone, just like the ringback code.
That doesn't break when you use a touchstone, it just stays there.
Hey, Bill?
Yeah?
Did you just say if you put a 4 in front of it, it'll wait for star and diamond?
Right.
Oh, that I like, yeah. I've got to try that.
The microwave noise every once in a while, it bounces back and forth.
That's the Vox circuit. Does that.
What is it? Am I Vox to it, or are we all? Or what is it?
Duffy here. Bill.
Yeah.
Is Duffy mean anything to you?
He means a lot to us, yes.
was wondering if that was the guy.
Tell him.
About what happened to you?
Right.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. You see, well, Mr. Duffy decided that he would pay Bill a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's mother didn't feel like keeping Mr. Duffy from doing anything, you see.
Yeah.
So Mr. Duffy came in, and I think he decided to do anything he wanted to do, and Bill's mother let him do anything he wanted. And Bill is out of a few pieces of equipment.
And?
And,
his
mother let Duffy walk off with a few pieces of equipment. Something that was in a typewriter case, you know, and
yeah.
And a couple of other nice things. And
I wonder if that's legal. I guess it is if she let him.
Right, absolutely.
And then, of course, Duffy visited Bill at his school and died. I don't think Bill said anything. What he did...
I said things, but, you know.
He said nice thing Bill gave him was a hard time.
Right, there's a thing...
Right on.
It wasn't what he wanted.
Not a hard time, a good time.
Remember that 644 conference in Hempstead Tandem? 6-4, no, 6, the Hempstead Tandem Conference, that thing. It opened up again about a month ago, in fact, about almost exactly a month ago, and I was calling it, and I was traced off it. The phone company's pretty dumb, because when they trace you off something, they start pulling the battery on your line, you know, and
yeah,
just...
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Right, it's stupid. Now, ever since I was traced off that line, I ripped everything out. I had a whole panel full of switches, you know, I ripped that out. All my phone wires, I took everything off my shelves and, you know, I had it on the floor. Well, that's when my parents told me someone was from the phone company. I knocked everything off my shelves onto the floor, you know, dumped my clothes drawer onto the floor. Mr. Duffy came up and he was expecting, he said, can I see your setups?
You should have sprinkled bird seed on everything.
He didn't do anything to you, did he?
No, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, Joe said he hassled you, but...
Well, that's all he did. He just
yeah,
the main idea was to hassle my parents, you know.
Yeah.
He went into an in-depth explanation of how they catch people MFing, you know, how they wait for. Listen to this: a lengthy call. When they find out about MFing, when someone makes a lengthy call to directory assistance. A lengthy call to an 800 number, that was a little better, but directory assistance. I said, what about the fact that it supervises? And he says, well, it's the time we look at first. Hey, Bill?
Yeah?
Washington, D.C. Information supervises.
What?
D.C. Information supervises.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, look, I'm going to call it.
Go check it out right now. They may have fixed it.
That's probably so they could send a little money to Nixon on the side.
What is it, 202?
202.
202.
It was doing.
I got to call it about 1,000 times.
It was doing it. I don't.
Took about an hour or two, a day or two.
Hey, Bill.
Jack Elliott will flip his lid.
It was doing it about a month ago, and I was shocked. You know, I guess they fixed it when they saw it on my tape.
Directory assistance in 610 supervises.
Yeah, well that's okay. It's Twix. It has to supervise.
Why is that, Bill?
Because it's to bring in the four-row to three-row converter.
Did the virus get itself out of your system, Bill?
Just about, yeah.
Good. Why, did you catch cold, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Everybody's been getting something around the school. There's like a flu thing going around the city.
What happened to JD?
Oh, same old thing. It trips into a ring, or the ring trips.
Yeah, like I say, what a trip.
I had it yesterday, Bill.
Oh, bummer.
But it's knocked out of my system.
Hey, Bill, could you do me a favor and explain why I was monitoring my line and there was no verification operator, nothing. It was pre-dial tone. I've dialed it twice for my other number and it was busy.
Oh, brother.
Hmm.
Not a reorder, it was busy.
Not good.
You know what that might mean? Because I don't.
Strange thing.
Definitely.
Means you should complain to your PUC.
My what?
Public Utilities Commission. A Public Service Commission.
What Public Service Commission? You know what the Public Service Commission did? They've suggested to the telephone company that they abolish all types of flat rate service.
Yeah, I just called gang. I gotta call him back.
They suggested that the phone company abolish all flat rate service, charge for directory assistance, and time local calls.
I heard about that assistance shit.
And that was, of course, the Public Service Commission. it isn't going to do much good to complain to them.
Well, I won't mind too much if they charge for directories, providing they put the whole directory in Braille.
Yeah, right. Hey, Bill, we called Fred Williams last night.
Oh, really? What did he have to say?
He was mad.
Oh, what'd you do?
We had a girl on here, you know, from California. She played operator and said she had a person-to-person call from Jerry Doyle in Miami. So his wife got him out of bed, you know, and it took him about 3 minutes to get to the phone, really long.
Yeah.
And it was about 3 a.m. or so in Memphis. And he came to the phone.
322, please. Well, Derek.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Derek, how did you call me?
Derek?
Huh?
You did 441 again.
Oh. Stand by, Bill. I have to correct this.
Sure do.
He just bounced, man.
Bill?
No, what did Derek... what did Fred Williams say?
Okay, so I said, yeah, hi, Fred.
Derek? Derek? Who's this?
Up with our friend Joe. You know, pretty urgent. How much you been checking up on him up there? And he said, well, I've not been checking up on him at all, you know. I said, well, that's all we wanted to know. This is the Phone Freak Conference, you know. And he said, oh, am I having a conference? I'm going to get every one of your little butts. Have fun, boys. And he hung up.
We should call him up and give five different voices and hang up.
Well, we don't want to want him to hassle Joe, so. And we called Alex and Vanowich in the West Coast a few nights ago, and JD gave him a good lecture.
Oh, I would have loved to have heard that.
That was fantastic, man.
Well, the one with Vanowich wasn't much because he hung up before he got very far. But Alex stayed on.
Did he know who it was? Or?
Yeah, I imagine. Oh, Alex probably didn't, but Vanowich sure did.
What did Vanowich say?
Click.
Did he say anything?
Maybe. Hello.
That's it, huh?
What yeah. We called, Alex talked a little bit. He, he just kind of mumbled around in his sleep. Home phones of Williams, Alex, Vanowich, and Elliot in Orlando.
Tie them all together.
Tie them all to Dennis Hyde.
Well, why don't we call him up and say, ha ha, eat your heart out.
Okay, we got Derek on.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi. Is that William?
Definitely.
Oh, good. Have you settled down again, have you?
Have I done what?
Settled down.
From what?
The side tone paranoia.
Oh, side tone paranoia. Yes, my that capacitor is very erratic.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, Bill, I didn't put a one in front of it.
Is it better now?
It certainly is.
Hey, John and Ray?
What?
This is Charlie. I'm going to drop. I'll be back in about 3 hours if you want to call me back.
Call you back in three?
Yeah, about 11:15 California time. I'll be back.
Who would Charlie be?
I'm in Florida, Derek.
Hi.
Hi, I never talked to you before. Are you in Australia?
No, I'm in England.
Oh, England. I can't tell the two accents apart, you see.
Really? Shame on you.
Australian one is thicker.
How dare you?
Huh?
You colonials are all the same.
Talk it to him, Derek.
When should I get out there on Monday?
Okay, well, John?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be back in a little over 3 hours then.
We'll give you a call back in three.
Okay, I'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Jeff's going to London during the Easter holidays.
You're kidding.
So, you know.
Fantastic.
So he says, you know, if you give him the country codes, he'll give you a buzz.
Now, why don't we get Joe up here?
Yeah, a friend of mine from New York.
Ah. Joe who?
Jeff.
Joey.
Jeff.
Joey.
Jeff is going to England. And
well, we get him up here if you guys want to.
It's been such a long time since I spoke to him. You know, I'm missing the Holiday Inns, you know?
Oh, please. You love Strawberry Shortcake. Come on.
What, Jan?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
what do you mean Strawberry Shortcake?
Huh?
What are you talking about? You mentioned
every time I spoke to Joey, yeah?
Yeah?
He keeps on telling me that he spends his entire weekend at Holiday Inn eating Strawberry Shortcake.
No.
Oh, they're opening a Holiday Inn in my hometown, would you believe?
Oh, no.
In Liverpool.
Oh, my God. I always knew Holiday Inns were a disease, but not that bad.
Yeah, Liverpool, England, of all places.
I hope it has a 709 number.
A 709 number?
Or at least a 236.
It will have a 709 number.
Very good.
How strange you should say that.
Well, because I was just thinking about beautiful downtown Liverpool.
Ah, right, because you access it on 6 over Trunk, you mean?
No, 42 over Trunk.
42? What's 6? Is that 236?
Yeah.
Ah, right, yeah. I was getting mixed up over that.
Bill?
Yeah?
I always wondered how the supervision works in England. Of a carrier, is it
2280.
Do you want me to give you a lecture on it?
Hey, yeah, let's hear a lecture.
Right, as follows. Oh, Bill knows as much as I do about it.
Oh, Derek?
Yeah?
I don't envy you English chaps on being so confused on your English code system.
Oh, we're not.
Well, having to put up with that, I mean, you know.
Advantage, and the fact is that if you're going to get into phones, you've got to remember about 300 or 400 routings.
Yay.
And the fact that we have routings like that, I assure you, it separates the wheat from the chaff, if you know that expression.
Yes, sir.
Right. And it served to keep this little chapter on brotherhood very clean.
That's very true.
And the only people who end up still being there are people who really are interested, yeah?
Very true.
So it's very nice.
People who feel like in their spare time grabbing a Kingsway circuit, dialing 512-411-39, 56... 177-71.
Let's get on with the lecture, Derek.
Grading diagram to bed for pleasure, then you're all right.